The body, weapons, and ranges. If you seriously intend on learning to defend yourself, you must understand range. Range means how close you have to be to another person in order to use your body's weapons. Long range is your kicks, groin kicks, roundhouse kicks, etc. Medium range is your straight punches, jab and cross. Short range would be elbows, knees, or grabbing. And of course, control, being reference point 1, reference point 2, point of dominance, etc., you are extremely close while controlling your opponent. As much as possible, you should maintain your long range prior to conflict. This will allow you to assess the overall situation while still being able to attack your opponent if you need to. If you need to preemptively strike, you should start from your long range, as you already have properly assessed and gauged your distance. If you decide you need to fight rather than run, attack in whatever range you are in and begin closing the distance. Once you have achieved close range, you can control and disengage or control and take down, depending on your skill, your objective, and what will most effectively stop the threat in the situation. One of the best ways to become effective at closing the distance and learning your ranges is sparring. While learning self-defense techniques does not necessarily require sparring, it is a must and must be included if you are seriously about realistic training.